Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 50 was a bad week for ATXTR, which lost 3.38%. Best Austrian stocks were Addiko Bank and Semperit, both supported with good news and both about 10% up. And AMAG is the champion of our Cordoba 78 Cup, which included 39 stocks of Germany and 39 of Austria. AMAG defeated E.ON in the finals on Friday. News came from Andritz, Frequentis, Verbund, OMV, Addiko, Lenzing, EVN, Strabag, Frequentis, Meyer Mellenhof, Semperit. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 50, Monday. Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has received an order from Xiang Company, Limited, in Hubei Province, China, for the supply of VIP moisturizing technology for two new paper machines. The equipment installation is expected to be completed during the second half of 2023. During the last decade, Andritz has already supplied VIP technology successfully for several paper machines of Xiang Group. Andritz, weekly performance, -1.20%. Frequentis, supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety critical tasks, is expanding its executive board from 3 to 4 members as of January 1, 2023, by Monica Hasselbacher, who joins as Chief Operating Officer, COO. Monica Hasselbacher has worked at Frequentis since 1998, holding various management positions. Frequentis, weekly performance, 1.08%. Tuesday, Verbund. Following the successful entry into the Spanish market, Austrian utility company Verbund announced the company's market entry into the Italian market. The basis for this is provided by a cooperation agreement with the PV Invest Group for the acquisition of a project development company, including development of a photovoltaic PV project's portfolio of up to 250 MWP. As yet, the acquisition of the project is not contractually linked to an investment decision, which will only be made when the projects are ready to build and is contingent on Verbund's profitability criteria continuing to be met. Verbund, weekly performance, -4.83%. OMV, in its current meeting, the supervisory board of oil, gas and chemicals company OMV has appointed Reinhard Florey, OMV chief financial officer, as executive board member responsible for the energy segment on an interim basis, effective January 1, 2023. He will assume this role additionally to his chief financial officer function until a permanent appointment has been made for this position. The current executive officer exploration and production Johann Pleninger will resign from his position in the executive board by mutual agreement effective December 31, 2022. OMV, weekly performance, -2.60%. Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has received an order from Ternium and Pesquería near Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico, to supply a new high-end push pickling line, PPL, designed for advanced high-strength steel grades. The new line will have an annual capacity of 550,000 metric tons and will be used mainly for the automotive and home appliance industry. Startup is scheduled for mid-2024. Andritz, weekly performance, -1.20%. Wednesday, Addiko, the Slovenian Constitutional Court published the rejection of the so-called Swiss franc law that came into force in February 2022. The law would have required lenders like Addiko, a consumer and SME specialist bank active across Central and Southeastern Europe CSE, to retroactively introduce an exchange rate cap clause in relation to all such agreements for CHF loans concluded in the aforementioned period. By rejecting the law, the Slovenian Constitutional Court eventually upheld the constitution and legislation of the Republic of Slovenia as well as European law. Addiko in February 2022 had estimated a worst-case impact for the bank of up to €110 million. The Constitutional Court voted 7-1 in favor of the rejection and clearly confirms Addiko's legal view. Addiko Bank, Weekly performance, 10.60%. Agrana, the consolidated of starch, fruit and sugar company Agrana in the third quarter 2022.23 was, at euro 39.1 million, higher than anticipated, Q3 2021.22, euro 31.2 million. The key driver of the marked improvement in earnings in the last 3 months was especially the stronger performance in the business field sugar and fruit juice concentrates. Agrana, weekly performance, 0.67%. Lenzing, the Lenzing Group, the world's leading supplier of sustainably produced specialty fibers, has been recognized for leadership in corporate transparency and performance on climate change, forests and water security by global environmental nonprofit CDP, securing a place on its annual A-list. Lenzing, weekly performance, -6.38%. Thursday, EVN, revenue recorded by utility company EVN Group rose by 69.6% year-on-year to euro 4,062.2 million in 2021-22. This sound development was supported by a number of individual effects. In Southeast Europe, the dramatic increase in electricity prices supported substantial growth in the energy distribution business. Other important impulses were provided by price effects in renewable electricity generation, price adjustments by EVN Warm, higher revenue from natural gas trading, the positive valuation of hedges, the increased use of the Theiss power plant by the Austrian network transmission operator for network stabilization, and the progress on contracts in the international project business. Based on these developments, EBITDA recorded by the EVN Group declined by 9.8% year-on-year to euro 754.8 million in 2021-22. In the second quarter of 2021-22, the global distortions led to a change in the group's risk and earnings expectations for future projects and to the recognition of an impairment loss to goodwill in the international project business and to the residual carrying amount of the two sludge fire combined heat and power plants in Moscow. These developments led to a 14.2% decline in EBIT to euro 331.6 million. EVN, weekly performance, -5.58%. Strabag, Strabag PFS, a subsidiary of construction group Strabag SE, has acquired German company Adamas Facility Management. The purchase price was not disclosed. Strabag, weekly performance, -2.84%. Frequentis, Frequentis is equipping 12 air traffic controller workstations in the tower at Vienna Airport with the latest Frequentis technology, enabling location-independent data center operation. The delivery of the new voice communication system for the Vienna Airport Tower is the continuation of a joint implementation path. Austrocontrol had previously commissioned Frequentis to renew its area control center voice communication systems in a virtual center environment, including two data centers. The latest implementation for the Schwechat Tower, one of Europe's busiest airports, is now following suit. Frequentis, weekly performance, 1.08%. Friday, Mayr Melnhof, the Mayr Melnhof Group, MM has sold its two packaging sites in Russia, St. Petersburg and Pskov, to the local investor Grinnell following approval by the governmental authorities. The selling price amounts to approximately 134 million euros. In 2021, the plants generated combined sales of approximately euro 124 million. The transaction is expected to have a neutral impact on MM's net profit. Mayr Melnhof, weekly performance, -4.51%. Semperit, Semperit AG Holding, producer of highly specialized polymer products for the industrial and medical sectors, has reached an agreement with the Southeast Asian glove producer Harps, based in Singapore with production facilities in Malaysia, on the sale of its medical business, Sempermed, surgical and examination gloves. Initially, the production of surgical gloves in Wimpassing, Austria, and their packaging in Sopron, Hungary, will be excluded from the transaction and will continue as contract manufacturing for the buyer for several years. The sales price, cash and debt-free, is euro 115 million and is subject to customary price adjustment mechanisms upon completion of the transactions. In this context, an impairment reversal in the order of approximately euro 30-35 million for the assets of Sempermed is expected. The exact amount will be announced with the publication of the annual results for 2022 on March 22, 2023. Semperit, weekly performance, 9.80%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Yeah.